The Sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch. Shane here, and I get the opportunity to speak with one of my favorite songwriters. The great Robert Earl Keen joins us on The Ranch Hotline. How are you, sir?
Doing very well today. Enjoying the hill country weather down here, getting ready to come up there.
Yeah, and we're so excited that you're back with the Christmas program and back at Bass Hall.
Yes, me too. You know, I love Bass Hall, and we had a pretty good streak going there. I think this is about our 14th year being at Bass Hall.
Wow, that's what I was going to ask you. How many years has it been? But yeah, that has been quite a while for sure.
And it's always been one of those deals where, you know, I get to play a world-class theater like that, and everybody enjoys it just as much as they do something honky-tonk, you know, so it's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to go a few years ago when you were here at Bass Hall. Man, it's just such a really fun show. It really is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, that's the idea. You know, it's like, it's not so much like some kind of Christmas review. It's more like get in the spirit of Christmas, you know, that's the thing.
Exactly. And you always seem to do a theme with this. What's the theme this year, Robert Earl?
The Road to Christmas. So, the Road to Christmas, everybody's Road to Christmas is different. Your road is different than mine, but like in the world of performance, it's a two-way street. If you didn't have the audience there, it could be a show. And if you didn't have us, there would be a show. So you need a two-way street to go on the Road to Christmas.
Absolutely. And I see you got some special guests with you this year.
Yeah, this year we're going to do, we've had several along the way. We've already done like 6,000 miles up to the day before yesterday. So
it's a long road.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, in Bass Hall, we're having Britt Cobb, and he's just about one of my favorite writers in that he's just a really, really thoughtful, really great, great writer. I mean, just, you know, puts it all together just right. And I had a chance to have Britt play a show with us a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And his band is every bit as good as his writing is. His band is just super. He's got a nice little great four-piece band, and those guys are just, you know, they're on top of it. They don't overplay, they don't underplay. They're just, you know, right there with the song. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember the first time I heard about Brent Cobb, and, you know, you think, oh, well, he's a producer's brother, so his brother's going to be nice and produce. This guy is unbelievably good.
Yeah, no, he really is. And we do Americana podcast, and I did an interview with Brent, and I just sort of did that Gaga thing. I was like, just kept wanting to ask more tricks about how he wrote. It was like my own interview just to find out how he did stuff. You know, I kind of got off the script a little bit there, but he's very, very thoughtful, easy to talk to. He's really outgoing, but he's real thoughtful and clear about what he says and what he writes. You know?
Absolutely, and I mean, even put out that new gospel album he did, which is phenomenal.
He's all about like the music and putting it together, and gospel record got a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. The record before that, Keep Them On Their Toes.
Oh yeah,
that was, you know, mostly all. I think those are all his songs except for there are some co-writes in there. Mm-hmm. But there's not a dog in the bunch. Every one of them is great. Every song is great.
Absolutely. And then there's this guy named Robert Earl Keen, who's a pretty good songwriter himself.
Well, I get by brute force.
Day to day, I try. So what's next in your world after the Christmas tour, Robert Earl?
Well, you know, we get back on the road some at the end of January. We do our yearly, this would be our 14th year also for Hill Country Youth Orchestra, where we do a show down here in Kerrville at the Gallo Center. And, you know, we just open the doors and people pay, and we just give them all the money. So it's one of those, like, I've done a lot of benefits and things with stuff, and sometimes it gets kind of complicated with all the things.
Right.
And I just told them from the beginning, here's what we're going to do. We are going to play. I'm going to pay for the stuff. All you have to do is secure the building, and the Hill Country Youth Orchestra gets all the money. So it's real clear. They do a little bit of an auction, and they auction off some things like guitars, or some of the artists throughout Kerrville are really awesome artists. Mm-hmm. Clint Orms, incredible silversmith, that does buckles you can find over at Letty's and stuff, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he always donates stuff, and then there's some other people that donate some like really great paintings or something. So we do a small auction, and then we play the show, and I always have some special guest, which is right now is to be determined. So I don't have a special guest set up yet, but that goes in February, and then we have some, you know, then we have some shows, you know, kind of clean it up during the year, and making some, you know, headway there. I also have a project called Western Chill, which is a what I call the Hill Country multimedia project, where we did a video, a record, a songbook, and a graphic novel that all go together in one package. And we'll probably be completed there in March, and so we'll be putting it out, you know, this year sometime. But it's a great project in that. This is totally band inclusive, so I had the band, you know, get up and sing their songs as well. So we got like 14 songs on there, and Brian sings a song, and Kim plays a song, Bill sings a couple of his songs, I sing some of my songs, and then we videoed it out at my Snake Barn Movie Ranch Studios out here in Bonita, and it came out really great. So really happy. The graphic novel is just basic about it's, you know, it's like, you know, a comic book kind of thing, but it's one of those deals where, you know, the main character Zane goes out with his dog Mac, and you know, is looking for the meaning of life, basically.
So oh my gosh, it's a deep one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, deep in the way that, you know, like somebody like me would get deep, you know, reach a little bit further, but can reach a bit further into the refrigerator for the colder beer. That's what.
Right, exactly. Man, I can't wait to check that out. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of moving parts on it, but we got it worked out.
It sounds like it. Do you ever take a break?
You know, I took a break in October and in November because this last summer was particularly trying and just, you know, did all kinds of, you know, did too many miles, too much stuff was going on. I had, you know, some problems, lost a road manager, things like that. And it was a rough summer. So I just canceled a few dates that were in October, November, and took off. So, you know, then I went quail hunting and deer hunting. So that's what I did.
Kind of refreshed yourself a little bit.
Yeah, you know, get back out there in the world.
Absolutely. I'm glad that we're getting to do that again, for sure. Well, yeah, Robert Earl Keane's coming back to Bass Hall December 30th for the big Christmas show, The Road to Christmas. You can get your tickets right now at basshall.com. Robert Earl Keane, thank you so much for chatting with us. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me on your program, Shane. I really appreciate it. I always liked the ranch. Everybody's always been nice to me when I've come up there.
Well, I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't let them do any other thing to you. They have to be nice to you.
Thank you, man.
That's the rule. Robert Earl Keane, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great holiday. Okay. All right, bye-bye.